I am Planta on the line. This is thecommentary.ca. A few months back, there was some talk in the trade papers, as well as in the mainstream press, certainly on the internet, like on Facebook and Twitter, about a forthcoming project by Linda Richards and David Middleton, the greatest 100 books of British Columbia. Ms. Richards and Mr. Middleton are culling together a list and publishing a book next year. We'll talk about how they're doing this, the considerations being taken, as well as how we can get involved. I've already come up with my own list. It's a great conversation to start, and you can read more at their website, greatest100books.com. Linda L. Richards is the editor and co-founder of January Magazine, as well as a regular contributor to the Rap Sheet. She's also a novelist. Some of her previous books include Death Was the Other Woman, Calculated Loss, The Next X, and Mad Money. Her last book was Death Was in the Picture. Her website and blog can be found at lindalrichards.com. She joins me from the Gulf Islands this day. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Linda Richards. Good morning, Ms. Richards.
Hi there, Joseph. Nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
January Magazine, some people might not be familiar with that. That's an online thing?
It's an online publication. David and I started it in 1997. Really as a, it was meant to be an online portfolio and kind of a test of internet technologies and things. I'd written books about the internet and been lecturing about it. And it was one of those, you know, overnight sensations. We were a Yahoo site of the day, which was a big deal in those days. I went from like zero traffic to 14,000 visitors, literally overnight. And it really just went from there.
And I went to it the other day, and it has a great number of book reviews, right?
It's book related entirely.
Yeah, which is really great because, you know, we need more sites like that, I think. How did you and Middleton get together with this book?
With the Greatest 100?
Yeah, how did you come up with the idea of putting this book together?
Well, really, we were, David is my partner in life as well as business.
Right.
And we were at a lunch with the publisher of Touchwood Editions. Ruth Linka and Victoria, as we did, we're friends. When we've done some work with Touchwood, and really like Ruth, and we started just sort of tossing around the idea, what if, you know, what if we talked about, what if we did, you know, what were the best books of British Columbia, and then that kind of graduated in a really natural way to, what if we did that book? What if we did it with you?
Yeah.
And we kind of set that up, kind of planned that before we even finished lunch. We kind of had a working vision of what that might look like.
Did you and you or David grow up in BC?
I was born in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Raised partly in LA and for a while in Munich, Germany, but spent most of my growing years and my adult years here.
That's the thing about British Columbia is that we have, you know, people that are born here who have written great books about here, but a lot of the good books about BC have come from people who've come from elsewhere. Is that what you're finding as you're culling this list together?
Well, first we should back up a bit, because
sure.
And one of the things that I keep saying is, you know, how do you define a BC book, right?
Mm.
Is it, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a book about British Columbia? Are we talking about a book written here? Or is it just by, you know, is the criteria a BC author? And so what we're really thinking is that needs to be up to you. You know, that needs to be about the people, that needs to be the people who are voting. What to you is a great BC book? What does that mean? I mean, I'm seeing some of the same names, some of the same authors, and some of the same books over and over again in people's lists. But it's really running the gamut of what you might think the greatest book, you know, of British Columbia might be. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. It does. Now, the only question I have is, if someone gives you a book, say, I can't think of an author right now, but what would not make that book go on the list?
Not getting mentioned enough. That's the only thing. Because what we're really looking at is, I mean, I know, you know, I could sit down and say what I think are the greatest 100 books of British Columbia, but that's not it at all. The book is not what Linda thinks is the greatest 100 books of British Columbia. It's about what you think, you being the collective you, and it's really in its most pure form, in a way. It's really about starting a book, a conversation about books in the province and books of the province.
Right.
And so what we're asking for is people's lists. And some people are sending us one book. This is the greatest book ever to come out of British Columbia. And I actually had one list that somebody sent me 100.
Really?
Yeah. which makes for fun, you know, it's going to make for a fun compilation at the end of the day. But a picture starts to emerge very quickly. Oh my gosh, I was kind of shocked at how quickly the picture started to emerge. We announced, our first announcement went out the middle of March, and we started getting lists right away. And we get lists every single day. People are sending us their lists. I'm a little astonished, and I'm just amazingly pleased and encouraged at how much people care about this topic. Does that surprise you? That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it must be so fun to go through all these lists. I mean, I'm sure people write little paragraphs about each book, I'm sure, as well, and that must be great to read.
Some people do. Some people just send the titles, and,
yeah.
I mention that because that's okay, too. You
right.
know, whatever people want to send is fine. But some people are sending write-ups, and their reasons, this is what I think. And in the book as well, we're asking some well-known British Columbians to tell us their personal list, and that might look like a top 10 or a top couple from names, BC names that you know. I'm not going to mention any now because I don't have anybody quite nailed. We're talking to people, but we don't have anybody quite nailed down.
Yeah.
But really, we're asking a real wide gamut of people in the arts and sports and people like that. So that'll be fun, too.
And now the books that one can submit, they can be fiction and nonfiction, right?
That's right.
Yeah. At the end of the day, do you have an idea of how the book will look? Will it be a 100 list, like, say, you know, 1 to 100?
I know pretty much exactly how it's going to look.
Okay.
That was part of our first discussion. And part of that is my partner is a graphic designer and illustrator and photographer, David. And so, you know, that's always where his thinking goes, you know, as well as a book lover. But it's going to be every book in that top 100 list is going to have a 1 or 2 page spread, and you'll see there'll be a visual of the book, probably the first edition cover.
Right.
Because some of these books were written many, many years ago. And some of them, a lot of them are still in print, but, you know, were published 50 or 100 years ago. Not all of them. Some of them are brand new books. Some of them are very current. That's what's really fun, too. So we'll talk a little bit about each book and each of the authors represented by that book. So it will be a list, but it'll be more than a list. And again, the whole project is about, right now, hopefully it's about getting people talking about the greatest books, just books of British Columbia. But also when the book comes out, that conversation gets to continue. Because some people will disagree, or, you know, some people will go, oh my gosh, I know myself in getting people's lists, I'm looking at some of these titles and going, wow, I'd forgotten about that book, or I've never heard of that one. But some names emerge again and again.
I'm just counting my list. I have, I think, 23 on mine here.
Wow!
Yeah, and so I'll email you that later. When you so at the end of this, when the book comes out next year, will there be a number one British Columbia book?
Yes.
There will be. And then that will just simply because of people, a lot of people, voting for that, I guess, right? Yeah. The lists that you've seen so far, I mean, can you tell us about some of the books that are coming up a lot?
Well, while we've been speaking, I've been kind of thinking about that, and sort of something that I've been thinking about as I'm going through this process, like how much of it do we want to be surprised? And there's certain names that I feel, I can say this, I feel pretty confident there's certain names you're going to see on the list, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm seeing them again and again. In some of them, it's multiple books. So I'm seeing, for instance, Roderick Haig Brown, P.K. Page, Wason Choi, Michael Turner, and, you know, I mean, I could go on, but I'm pretty confident. Oh, Douglas Copeland.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident that all of those people are going to be somewhere on the list. I'll say that much. And I keep thinking, and there's, I mean, there's other people as well, but, you know, I don't want to just be throwing names at you. Is that what, yeah, that kind of answers your question.
Yeah. Did you and David come up with your own lists?
We haven't yet.
No? Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, we kind of, and it's part of our conversation almost on a daily basis, you know, because it's the kind of thing we talk about in our house. So that probably changes all the time. I don't know.
And it hasn't, do you have an idea of how much of it will be fiction, how much of it, the list will be nonfiction?
I think it's going to be a slightly larger percentage of fiction,
mm-hmm.
Based on what I am seeing. And I think that's partly people's interpretation, based on people's interpretation of what makes a great book. There's certainly some, I mean, Roderick Haig Brown, of course, you know, that work is nonfiction.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I think when people think about, if you just say the words great book to someone, the thing that kind of pops back out of their mouth is fiction. I'm not exactly quite sure whether it is, and that certainly is not universally true. But I think a lot of us go there.
See, I'm looking at my list, and it's pretty much nonfiction, because, well, that's pretty much what I read, right?
Okay.
So, it seems to me that a lot of these books are about not necessarily the mythology of being a British Columbian or British Columbia itself, but it's sort of defining BC.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, is that because of the books that you love most, or is it because of your interpretation of what the Greatest 100 means?
I guess I was looking at it when I was coming up with the list as books that are necessary reading if you are a British Columbian.
Oh, see, now that's an interesting interpretation.
Yeah.
I like that. It's not mine, and it's not everyone's, but I think that's something I want to keep talking about.
Yeah, see, it's sort of like the books that if you are new to BC that you have to read, or that if you're from outside BC that you need to read so that you understand this place, and if you've lived here your whole life like I have, books that I've grown up with in the process of thinking about being a British Columbian.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, can you tell me any
sure.
of them?
Yeah, I think first, Jean Barman's The West Beyond the West.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, pardon me, I grew up reading that because of Rafe Mayer, because he used to talk about it on a show a lot, and then when I went to UBC, I took a course, and that was the textbook.
Right.
So, and I still dip into it from time to time. Unfortunately, it ends, I guess, in the late 90s, so... you know, there's about 10 years there that's missing. The Encyclopedia of BC by Daniel Francis,
mm-hmm.
Or edited by Daniel Francis.
Right, that's one I've seen a lot.
Yeah. And then, because I live in Vancouver, there's a lot of Vancouver books. I'm trying to think here. The other book by Daniel Francis, the about Vancouver sex trade, Red Light Neon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just find that a great view onto Vancouver, onto a part of Vancouver, that we may not know about, but I think expresses what Vancouver is to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the political books that I've been reading over the years. David Mitchell's biography of W.A.C. Bennett. I'm trying to go down the list here. Stephen Hume's book on Simon Fraser,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was just a great book.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and then a recent one was Charles Demers' Vancouver Special.
Oh, yeah, very recent. That's just last year.
Yeah, just last year. Are these books that you've seen on various lists?
I'm pretty sure I've seen all of those mentioned at least, you know, a couple of times. I know certainly the Encyclopedia of British Columbia. Is it British Columbia Encyclopedia or Encyclopedia of British Columbia?
I have it down here as the Encyclopedia of BC.
Yeah.
Or British Columbia, I guess, yeah.
That one I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
And
then another book that might be a surprise is the 100 Mile Diet by Alyssa Smith and J.B. McKinnon.
You know, I've seen that a few times.
You've seen that, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, because it's because it was born here, I think it should be on the list.
Right.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that makes us special about being special, like, it's something we've contributed to the world.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, some of the placements might be subjective, a little bit, but as much as possible, we're going with what you say. You know, again, that's the big you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going with what, because it is such an interesting prospect to see everyone's vision of what those words mean, and it does. I keep saying this, but it does start this fantastic conversation about books and reading and literacy even. And just how important those things are in our culture. And, you know, they're terribly important in our culture. And we can overlook that, and sometimes we can think we're getting away from that. But I kind of think we're not, really. I think books are still more important than we're even acknowledging. That's the feeling I get.
And you haven't turned down any books, right? Let's say if someone, I'm trying to think now, if someone sent in a book about social credit in Alberta, say,
right,
or about Ernest Manning, would that not make the list?
Well, it's not going to make the list, but just because only one person will mention it. I mean, the other thing that happens is, you know, sometimes I've seen little drifts of the same book, the same really obscure, recently published, probably usually self-published book,
uh-huh,
and you just know it's somebody getting all their friends to mention their book.
And,
you know, you can weed that out.
Yeah.
Or, so, I mean, that kind of, because, you know, it's all happening within a couple of days, so everybody's telling their friends on their blog and on Twitter, hey, you know, I mentioned my book. But unless it really has to be a lot before it's going to make that list. It's not going to be the way that, you know, the numbers that we're getting. A book's got to be mentioned probably in the hundreds of times, maybe more, and we've still got a year to go.
Yeah. When you're putting this list together, do you see are there American books, like books by American authors about BC at all?
Well, there's a couple of authors that we identify as British Columbian that are American. Is that what you mean? Like Audrey Thomas, for instance?
Yeah.
She's certainly a British Columbia author. She's lived here for many years, but she was not born in, you know, she was born in the United States. There's several authors like that. But that's not what you mean, is it?
Well, I'm thinking, are there sort of studies about BC from people outside looking in, maybe?
At this point, if there is, I'm not aware of it. But I don't know that there's a lot of that kind of book out there.
Yeah, see, I was hoping that there's a book out there because I just, you know, it's sort of like reading about yourself. You'd like to read more about yourself. And I was just hoping that there was a book out there like that.
That would be interesting. Like someone else looking at us.
Yeah.
Like into a fishbowl, maybe because of the Olympics, somebody's writing that book.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. the internet, you're doing this sort of with the internet, and it's encouraging this, as you said, this conversation about books. Do you find it ironic that you're using the internet for that purpose?
Well, how am I using the internet?
That there is a website where people can go in. We're talking on the internet now. It's a great thing, a great tool, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, okay, so first of all, again, I'm the author of The Canadian Business Guide to Using the Internet. The book came out in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
When I read it now, don't I'm not telling anyone to go buy it. Don't. When I read it, it's like my grandmother wrote it. It's like being, you know, it's the olden days.
Yeah.
But to me, so it's not ironic. It's every day. You know?
Yeah.
Like it's not. It's of course. It's such a natural way to communicate. I think you and I connected on Twitter.
We did, yeah.
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 And so that's, you know, it's not even, it's certain aspects of the internet. So Greatest 100 Books has a Facebook page. We have a website. We've been mentioned in the Globe and Mail. The Vancouver Sun has written about us. I mean, all of these things are parallel, you know, they're parallel.
I guess when you wrote that book in the 90s, was there an idea that by this time, 15 years later, that there wouldn't be books?
No, there was never that idea.
No, yeah.
No, I call that The Sky is Falling. Yeah,
yeah.
I never foresaw that. And I still don't foresee that. And I have lots of opinions about it, but that might be a different visit.
Yeah. One more name that I think we ought to mention, or else Vaughn Palmer will kill us, Bruce Hutchinson. He makes the list, doesn't he?
I'm sorry?
Bruce Hutchinson.
Like
his book, The Fraser. That's on my
list. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought he meant he was writing a similar book of a list. Oh, yeah. No, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't, again, it's early days yet. I don't know for sure who's going to be on that list. I have some ideas or some names I see coming again and again.
Yeah.
But it's really going to be, it's so important for people to send in their lists, because that's how we get a definitive kind of, the bigger sampling we have, the more accurate a reflection it will be, I think.
And I'm sure if Vaughn gave you his list, Hutchinson would be at the top of it. Linda, this has been such a great pleasure to talk today, and I've enjoyed being a part of this conversation, and we'll continue looking in on this and await the book next year.
Thank you, Joseph. Yeah, maybe you can have me on then, and we'll talk about what did make the list.
We'll do, yeah, for sure.
Thanks.
The book will be called The Greatest 100 Books of British Columbia. It's to be published next year by the folks at Touchwood Editions. Until then, visit their website at greatest100books.com and do send in your list. Two websites to check out, lindalrichards.com for Linda's blog, as well as January Magazine. From the Gulf Islands this morning, Linda Richards on the line in Vancouver.